MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 21, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. There were two North Shore tragedies over the weekend, and a juvenile has been arrested in connection with the Danvers attack in the park. Sunny today, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:44 p.m. Ethan Foreman is reporting that a 50-year-old diver reported to be in distress Saturday morning in the area of Front Beach in Rockport has died, according to Town Administrator Mitchell Vieira. The Gloucester Times reports that Rockport's public safety dispatch received a call around 11:30 a.m. for a potential diver in distress in the area of Front Beach. The call came from the partner diver of the individual. Rockport's harbor masters were immediately dispatched, as well as the Rockport Police Department. Vieira is quoted as saying, "The harbor masters located the individual, who was unresponsive, and immediately commenced medical care. The individual was transported to the hospital by Rockport Ambulance and Beauport Ambulance ALS, where it was determined that he was deceased. The matter is under investigation by state police detectives assigned to the Essex County District Attorney's Office." And Caroline Enos is writing in the Salem News. In Peabody, a 72-year-old man was killed in a trailer park fire early Saturday morning. Fire broke out in a trailer home on lot 24 of the Peabody Trailer Home Park at 252 Newbury Street around 5:30 a.m. Peabody Fire Chief Jay Dowling said several drivers on Route 1 spotted a fire burning inside of the trailer park and called 911. Responding firefighters also saw flames coming through the roof of one of the trailers as their fire engine sped down the north side of the highway. The trailer was fully engulfed in flames once crews arrived, and the fire was starting to reach the exterior of another trailer on lot 12. Firefighters found the man's body inside of the destroyed trailer. Once the flames were doused, no firefighters were injured, and the cause is under investigation. Buck Anderson's writing in the Salem News, a 15-year-old male has been arrested in connection with an assault that left a man seriously injured at Plains Park last weekend. Danvers police announced the arrest Friday afternoon. This followed only scant information on the incident that police were willing to release earlier in the week, with concerned residents packing a select board meeting Tuesday night to voice their outrage and frustration at the situation. The news continues in 52 seconds.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Matt Petrie is reporting in the New Report Daily News an estimated 1,500 gallons of untreated sewage flowed out of a broken downtown pipe in Amesbury Thursday afternoon, some of it ending in the Powwow River, according to city officials. The leak was spotted around 1 p.m. in the area of 25 Main Street and remained active until 6 p.m. when temporary repairs were completed. A final liner is scheduled to be installed Tuesday, according to Wastewater Superintendent Brian LeBlanc. Those with questions or require additional information should call the Amesbury WWTP at 978-388-1912. And Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times, while rain can close Essex Clam Flats, it won't shut down the 39th annual Essex Clam Fest and Arts and Crafts Festival. Clam Fest and Arts and Crafts Festival will take place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 26, rain or shine. If it shines, it'll be at Shepherd Memorial Park, 24 Martin Street. But after last year's event was canceled due to wet weather, organizers have a contingency plan. If it rains, festivals will be moved to Essex Elementary School, 12 Story Street. The event will include a chowder competition, arts and crafts displays, live entertainment, and food vendors on site, according to Michelle Pepin, Director of Events for the Greater Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce. In sports, Jaguars 32, Patriots 16, and with Amesbury's 20-16 win over North Reading Friday night, Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen earned his 50th career win. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.